His Chicken Stewards, we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast, a sunny to partly cloudy day today, 70 to 75. Saturday, sun and clouds, mid-70s, sunny. And also some clouds moving in on Sunday with late showers, mid-70s. And Monday, scattered showers, mid-70s. We'll get the details on the forecast in a few minutes. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont announced yesterday the administration had reached a basic agreement with nursing home operators and the union that represents workers, expressing optimism that a planned strike at 26 facilities today will be averted. Paul Mounds, Lamont's chief of staff, said the administration was notified that strikes planned by District 1199 New England, SEIU, at seven facilities owned by iCare Health Network have been postponed. Quoting here, right now, all the early indications are that the 1199 union feels very confident and this is a good agreement. They do have to reach an agreement with each of the independent nursing home operatives, according to Lamont. The governor also plans to exempt people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 from wearing face masks indoors and outdoors in most places. Of course, the United States authorities have already done that yesterday, basically saying anybody that has full vaccination does not need to wear a mask indoors or outdoors. Lamont said Connecticut will continue to require unvaccinated individuals to wear masks indoors for the foreseeable future after the remaining coronavirus-related restrictions on businesses are lifted. New York State's mask mandate will remain in effect as state health officials review the new federal guidance to allow vaccinated people to stop wearing face coverings under most conditions. The statement came shortly after the CDC recommended fully vaccinated Americans can discard masks and the need for social distancing outdoors and in most indoor settings. In New York, we've always relied on the facts and the science to guide us through the worst of this pandemic and our successful reopening, Cuomo said in a statement. The governor's office is reviewing revised CD guidances right now. Falls Village budgets have been sent to hearing, of course, throughout the whole region. Budgets are being sent to hearings and town meetings. Some Board of Finance members had concerns about a few items in the proposed municipal budget in Falls Village, but they still agreed to send it, along with the education spending plan, to a budget hearing for residents' feedback. During a meeting last week, the subject of the economic development coordinator was of interest. Selectmen are proposing to increase that salary from $2,000 to $10,695. Salisbury Bank has announced its 2021 annual Time to Shine Scholarship Program. Multiple scholarships may be awarded for up to $1,500 each to assist eligible students seeking a college degree in a variety of programs. Ideal candidates will be students of academic achievement who possess a variety of interests and leadership experience and show consistent community involvement. Eligible students must be residents of Litchfield or Dutchess, Orange or Ulster County, or Berkshire County, Massachusetts, and must be currently enrolled in a public school, high school, vocational, technical, or private school, be a homeschool student affiliated with such a school, or be a graduate or GED recipient entering their first year of college. They must receive complete applications and transcripts by 5 p.m. Monday, May 31st. More information at 860-453-3555 or email msnow@salisburybank.com. Democrats in the Northwest Corner have formed a search committee looking for candidates in the 2022 30th District State Senate race, as well as Litchfield Hills Probate District 2022 race. Patricia Orris, Kent Democratic Town Committee Chairperson, will chair the committee. Attorney William Riska of Salisbury will serve as Vice Chairperson. Also on the committee, Cornwall Democratic Town Committee Chairperson Richard Wolkowitz. The committee met periodically between now and nominating conventions in May of 2022. Anybody interested in running for either of those offices is asked to contact Orris at patricia@bregoris.com. Economic development in Sandersfield, in a low-population town with extensive forests and roadways, has been the heart of the debate amid a two-way contest for select board. Alex Bowman and Christopher Joy are vying for the seat held by Chairman Brian O'Rourke, who's not running for re-election. And the race for school committee and Farmington River Regional School District has centered around one candidate's concerns about state data that shows a steep decline in scholastics over a five-year period, as well as a cost per student that is higher than the Massachusetts state average. Coming up on Saturday from 9 till 12, there'll be a Kent Food Bank Drive collection in partnership with Davis IGA. Your donations of non-perishable, unexpired food items are welcome. Shopping lists are available for groceries regularly needed by the food bank. To view the list and learn more about the Kent Land Trust, how they will partner with the food bank and Marble Valley Farm this summer, go to kentlandtrust.org. If you're looking for a summer job or internship, the Teen and Youth Job Fair goes on tomorrow from noon till 2. The Roloff Jensen Community Library's Teen and Youth Job Fair and interviews with area businesses that are hiring this summer. Open for ages 14 to 24 as free outdoor event. Light refreshments. The rain date is May 22nd. A benefit concert for the Boutel School 6th grade, Music in the Meadow, featuring Lion's Share, Bluegrass, Andrew Thompson Jazz, Trina Hamlin Folk, and the Deep North Rock and more. Watch from the walkways in downtown Norfolk overlooking the city meadow. Wear masks and maintain 6 feet of distance per CDC recommendations. This will be held tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Donate at the Boutel booth at the plaza by Royal Arcanamian Building or online at boutelschool.org/PTO. The rain date is May 22nd. Silver Lake Conference Center in Sharon holding their open house on Sunday from 1 till 5 p.m. with scheduled tours of small groups introducing families to the overnight camp and what the camp does. To sign up for that open house time slot, slcc@ctucc.org. Masks and social distancing are required. Weebatuck School District in-person budget vote and Board of Education election will happen on May 18th at the Weebatuck High School gym. Polls open from noon till 9 p.m. Of course, there's other school board and budget vote elections in New York that day as well. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. And by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, VialeInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 3402.45, the NASDAQ at 13,124.99, and the S&P 500 at 4,112.50. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.